everyone, it's Bomber Billy Sikorsky speaking of sports. But you know, I'm going to tell a little story here.
Good.
I'm not going to talk about sports today. I'm going to talk about fashion.
Fashion?
Because really? Baltimore Billy is going to go down to train station. He's going to hop on one of them Acelas.
Yeah?
He's going to take a train up into the fashion district right up in New York.
Right.
Yeah. You know, where they have all the dresses, you know, down there.
There's a garment.
Yes. There you go, yeah. Buzz. It's the garment
district. Right, in New York City.
A lot of good-looking broads up there, Bill.
Yeah, lots of good-looking broads all buying them cheap clothes that they have so they can look, you know, pretty for their men.
Filene's basement.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to load up. And I'm going to buy all
the you're going to what?
I'm going to load up. Yeah. I'm going to take a couple of suitcases. I'm going to fill them all with the prettiest dresses I can get.
Yeah?
And I'm going to bring them back to Balmer.
Right.
And I'm going to go to Billy Cundiff's house. And I'm going to set them all up in his effing front lawn.
Dresses for
and
Billy.
And I'm going to say, hey, Billy. I'm going to knock on his door just like this. I'm going to, hey, Billy. It's Baltimore, Billy. Your name's Billy, too. Hey, Billy Cundiff. I got a bunch of dresses you can wear because you look better in them because you got a big fat vagina.
Your dresses,
that's what you got.
Oh, that's
wow, you know, that actually.
What a nightmare.
That is a nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm so sick of it. You know, I'm so sick. First of all, I got the birds who don't do nothing for me.
Nothing, never.
Nothing at all.
I hear next year's the year, Bill.
Yeah, next year's the year. What, for the Ravens?
Yeah, no.
Well, that's good.
For them O's.
Small consolation there, Rob.
Small what?
Small consolation.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but what hurt you more, the missed field goal or that you were so close to going to the Super Bowl?
Both.
Yeah?
Both. It was a terrible weekend.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Kind of ruined
your
weekend.
You sit there, I'm convinced that we're going to knock him off.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, especially when you got that pretty boy, Tom Brady,
another
guy that ought to wear a dress. You know, he's having a...
Do you have a lot of pretty boys in Baltimore?
No, we got none of them. You know, Don Scott. But, you know, if you get up close to him with a camera,
you'll see
he looks like somebody set his face on fire and tried to put it out with an ice pick.
Yeah, you don't want to put him on high def.
That's not flattering.
But what's real frustrating, this one. Kills
real
me.
What?
Tom Brady. What's frustrating?
Yeah,
is that Tom Brady's having the worst game of his career.
Sure,
especially in the postseason.
Yeah,
and you know he's having this horrible game, and we could have knocked him off. But as Ray Ray said, my man, the number one guy in Baltimore, Ray Lewis,
a wise man
beyond his years.
Really?
Yeah.
You admire Ray.
Ray Ray said,
a great man.
It's not just one player loses a football game.
Right.
It's a whole dang team.
That's right.
That ain't going to prevent me from going up to New York City.
Uh-huh.
To the panty store and buying a bunch of panties to put in Billy Cundiff's front yard.
Just 2 minutes ago, it was dresses. Now it's panties?
Panties, dresses, same thing,
girl,
Rob.
Girl,
lingerie.
How about
the full ensemble?
How about pads?
Pads? Maxi pads?
No.
Well, hell, I wouldn't have to get on the train. I'd just go to the local drugstore.
Dress pads.
I rolled up to Walgreens, jump a bunch of pads on his yard, and go, hey, Billy. Hey, Billy, you can't make a field goal. How about some maxi pads right on your front yard?
You know,
it doesn't matter if you got morning dew or if there's a drizzle. It'll soak it all up because I got maxi pads on your front yard.
You know what's a good brand for that?
What's that?
Kotex.
Kotex. That's right. Kotex maxi pads.
You're spitting all over us.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm curious to know, what were you eating while you're watching the game?
That's a good question.
You know,
some of it on my sweater.
I'll be honest with you, Oscar. You know, I got a problem. When I'm watching my Ravens or my Birds, if it's an important game, and Lord knows, the Birds ain't had a good important game in the last 25 years.
It's been a while.
So the fact is, I don't eat a lot.
No.
I wait till after the game's over, and I have the wife go in and put in the fridge a couple of Red Hots, and I eat some dogs,
how
and I get some
Florence?
Pro-Lox Johnny.
How is Florence?
That ain't her name.
What's her name?
There, you love to create, don't you?
What?
Florence Sikorsky.
I didn't know. You've never mentioned.
Flo Sikorsky.
Billy, I would imagine that you would have eaten at least a crab pretzel.
No, I didn't have a crab pretzel. I didn't have any Utz's chips. I didn't have any English's fried chicken.
No.
I didn't have any Polak Johnny's. But I did have about a case and a half of National Bohemian.
Of course you did.
And I, you know, it didn't make a dent because when my blood pressure gets to that elevated level,
like
when the Ravens are playing in the AFC Championship.
Careful, Billy.
When my blood pressure gets to that level, I can drink all the beer in the world. I just wish I could drink brown liquor.
Oh,
but then that makes me want to take a swing at Flo.
Yeah, you have a
Flo Sikorsky.
Your wife.
That's right,
Baltimore,
my wife.
Baltimore Flo Sikorsky. Yeah. Did you have plans to go to the Super Bowl? Had you planned that far ahead?
I got plans. I got plans to take the whole Harbaugh family out for a steak dinner, yeah. and I'm going to pour Visine into it.
Oh, and you know that'll give.
I've had it with the whole Harbaugh thing. You know,
diarrhea.
I really. I've had the whole Harbaugh. Oh, aren't they pretty? Aren't they competitive? They well, you're not nice, so competitive that you're going to the Super Bowl. The New England Patriots are going again, and I got to look at fat ass Bob Kraft up in his owner's box,
right.
high fiving all his other people with red ties on that fat ass.
You don't like him?
No.
Maybe you should send him some Kotex.
That's a great idea. I'll ask Flo about it. Let's start the show.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
May I present to you my spy in the Ministry of Defense, Fat Bastard.
First things first. Where's your step? I've got a turtle head poking out.
Charming.
I'm not kidding. I got a on deck that could choke a donkey. Oh, it's squidgy.
Right. Fat Bastard, could I have my mojo, please?
Jesus Christ, he's tiny. I have a bigger chunks of corn in my.
Wait a minute. He kind of looks like a baby.
Come here, I'm gonna eat you! I'm bigger than you, I'm higher in the food chain! Get in my belly! Come on! Dr. Evil, let me make you a deal, all right? You get the mojo, you keep your money, and I'll get your baby.
Right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. Well, downloaded over 11.5 million times in 149 countries.
That's right.
Now, you know, do you ever really stop and think about that?
The 149 countries?
That's a lot.
Pretty awesome.
And still growing. It is, what is it? It's Tuesday, January 24th, 2012.
Right.
And you can call us at, Buzz really changed up the copy today, at 718-506-1625.
Oh, he built the phone number into the copy.
I did.
You've given into the dark side.
By request.
Call us anytime, just like Adam from Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. Would that be Adam Sternberg? Let's see.
I hope so.
It could be.
Adam's a, what we call a P1.
Yeah, you have to get to him before sundown.
Adam Sternberg, is this you, my friend?
It is me.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, Adam.
Me.
Hey.
Adam,
Hi, guys. How are you?
No waiting for a good friend of the show, right. The gentleman that joined me for a meet and greet down in Fort Myers, Florida.
He drove Adam up Sternberg. To Jimmy's in December in from Florida.
Adam doesn't have to wait. I get right to Adam. Adam, how are you, and what can we do for you today, my friend?
I'm fine, guys. I just wanted to call and say congratulations on your 500th podcast. Well,
that's
500th
right.
podcast!
It's our anniversary.
Thank you, Adam, and God bless you. Keep up the support. We appreciate that. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It is show number 500. Let me tell you who we're brought to first.
Oh, yes.
We're brought to you by the Institute for... 3 hours sleep doesn't work. Brought to you by the Institute for Liberty's Disney Dark Side Project.
Yeah.
South Florida has long been the adult's alternative to a family-oriented Disney. Now some entrepreneurs want to expand those choices
yes.
by bringing destination gaming to South Florida. Disney sees this as a threat to their bottom line, so they're flexing their corporate muscle trying to kill those resorts. Speak up for your freedom of choice by visiting DisneyDarkSide.com.
Yay.
And since we're doing these commercials for people that want to bring gaming.
Yes.
Yes.
Las Vegas style gaming.
Is there a chance I could meet some of these people that that do Las Vegas style gaming?
Nice. He's a bit of a whale.
I'd love to have a side project where I was assisting in gaming of some
perhaps
kind.
Perhaps you could research.
I'd like
for
to be on the
more.
Other side. For
yeah,
a
but
game,
the problem
you know?
Would be is that you would be on the other side, but yeah. somehow you'd stumble your way across to the side where yeah, they take your money.
You'd lose all your profits.
No, what it is? This is Mike's new podcast. It's called Never Split Tens.
Well, salute to them, the Institute for Liberty,
salute.
And we're delighted to be with you on our 500th show, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy our anniversary, gentlemen.
500
shows.
Wow. Hard to believe that we've done 500. We're halfway to 1,000.
Yes, we are.
Hold it. Let me do the math. Yes, you're right.
Rob,
Rob has shared a bunch of stages and music. Is that Olympic music that you're playing there?
It is. And you know, Mike.
Ceremonial, really.
Even though we are technically not on broadcast radio in our home city, we are broadcast in Iowa.
Yes.
Some of the, I guess Skype has decided to choose another time to listen.
Oh, dear.
I think that's the orange
You are
juice.
Not connected. Please call in.
We have some congratulations from great radio people all across America that were very excited with our 500th broadcast.
Great radio people?
Great radio people. For example, what about this guy? You'll be very pleased.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem in Hollywood.
Yep.
Casey Kasem.
Really? Yeah.
Number one.
Thanks for the good work and happy birthday.
Oh, that's
amazing.
Some of the best editing I have ever heard.
Was birthday happy for the birthday?
But it doesn't stop at Casey, Mike.
You've got some more?
Other some of the greatest radio people of all time took time out of their day.
Business. Wish us well.
To wish us well.
That's
like,
great.
This guy's still on Sirius and XM. It's
Cousin Brucey.
Oh, legendary.
CSFM.
Hello, cousins. This is Bruce Morrow, you know, your cousin Brucey. From all of us here in New York City, congratulations and happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, cousins.
Again.
I mean, he's a very busy man.
He's amazing.
Flawlessly edited.
And you know what? Some of the other big heavy hitters in New York, even people who are no longer alive, Mike, took time out to wish us all the best on our 500th
podcast. Something.
Harry Harrison starts
the morning mayor, Mike.
WABC.
And this is Harry Harrison, the morning mayor here on CBS FM.
Thought that was hard more.
They get you going. They inspire you. They're terrific.
They inspire you.
That's eerie.
And
that's
what about
terrific.
legendary WABC personality Ron Lundy, who took some time out to say hi.
Grew up with him.
Friend of ours.
Hey there, Ron. Slick boy here.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, it's Ron Lundy. Right?
Nice words he has.
Hello, love. This is Ron Lundy in New York City.
Hey.
By golly, I keep them coming.
Boy, you know, when I was...
You just can't tell.
When I was growing up, he wasn't that much of a puker.
No. And
I guess he didn't sound like a puker to me because I love those guys.
And the last one, I saved the best for last, Mike. A big guy that I think has been important to all of us as we've come up through the business. He's very excited that we reached number 500.
Stop!
Hello, this is Scott Shannon, a professional radio pronosticator from New York City. Congratulations and happy anniversary.
So, Mike, really,
he cut that for us. That's great.
So many people think so highly of us that they actually
500 shows.
Yeah.
So it's show number 500, and it's quality like that you can look forward
That's
to.
That's right.
For another 500. What a great what a great joy it's been to do this show for over 2 years from this living room.
Yes.
We are thrilled to have you with us. Thank you all very much, and it's great. Life is great.
It's good.
Everything's great.
Everything's fine.
On the show today.
Living on.
Oscars Roundup, and I'm not talking about Oscar Santana. I'm talking about the Oscar Roundup.
Oh, yeah, the nominations.
Oh, that Oscar
Let's start
roundup.
With that. Did you by any chance get to even take a peek of that movie that you took home the other day?
I haven't had a chance yet.
Damn
because
it.
The kids have keeping me running. And but the thing is
I looked at it. What I'm talking about...
Artist.
I shouldn't...
The artist.
I just realized I shouldn't be talking about what I'm talking about.
Why?
Well, because we get advanced screeners of some of these films, and we're supposed to not share them.
Well, just because, Mike, you drove to the theater in Baltimore that shows it.
That's right.
You didn't know Rob was looking in your window while you were watching.
Right. The Artist is a silent film, and I only watched 5 minutes of it because I couldn't stand the idea of not only not having... talking in the movie, but not having any sound effects at all. It was all music.
All story told with music and pictures.
This movie has been... Well, do we have a roundup of the... Does anybody have the Oscars?
Academy Award nominations?
I'm sure we
can bring
that,
that
right
up? Is there a chance we could bring that up?
You know what's weird? For some reason, about 5 years ago, I just started tapping out on these award ceremonies.
This is a year that is very tap-outable.
Really?
Because this is a year that I got news for you. There are a couple of categories where I looked in there and I said... What?
Hey, what is it on?
Well, isn't the award ceremony as an event?
Yes.
Hasn't it just really dwindled down to almost, if you have the time, you can watch it. If not, don't bother.
What were you doing with your phone, Buzz?
Telling it to search. for the Oscar nominations.
Yeah.
Do you have the new iPhone?
No. But I have an app that allows me to do that.
Really?
Yes.
So what did you do with your...
I have
that
them
just,
here.
That just stopped. Oh, Rob's got it. He beat you with your fancy technology.
He did.
Would you like to start with Best Picture?
Yeah, before we do that, but Oscar's right. I mean, it's just... I was looking at some of these categories, and I have no idea... what movies we're talking about.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
It's like that with the Oscars.
And I think it happened when I had kids. I don't ever see the movies that are nominated, so watching it is just an exercise.
Yeah, but think about...
I like the death reel.
Think about this. The reality behind when you would watch these award shows when you're younger is that you wanted to see the reaction or the speeches for the nominees and the winners.
And the speeches have become now, by rote, almost the majority of them, a list of agents and publicists, and
it's
completely... And really, they need to... You know, well, they're not going to because they don't have to. And until they start getting pressure from producers of these award shows, you're going to see those same kind of speeches, which to me is watching the grass grow. You know, I want to thank Myron Cohen, Izzy Inkelstein. I want to thank my publicist, Mary Slaughter. I want to... You know, it's like, stop with that. I can't. But now this year, because, you know, I noticed it because it was top of mind today. It was a fresh news story this morning, but I think you're right. Otherwise, it's like, who gives a rat's ass?
Right.
And I think when Rob reads the nominees,
you know,
I will have my dinger and my buzzer to indicate which movies I give a rat's ass about and which movies are worth more.
They had an expert on the Today Show, and she said something that really kind of spells the death of why I think the award is starting to fail. She says, well, Hollywood loves movies about Hollywood. Well, I got news for you. 99% of America does not love movies about Hollywood. Right. What they like are movies that are entertaining.
People,
and
you think that's why everybody's jizzing over the artist?
Yeah. And you know what? I think I'll probably be the only one in the room who likes it. So when you do your screening party for The Social Network, I'll watch that.
Yeah, because you'll watch like an entire Marx Brothers retrospective,
Sure. Well, I mean, I just like the fact that someone is still shooting on black and white film.
Karl Marx?
Like seeing that.
I just, that movie pisses me off. I don't know why. It makes me angry.
Right.
You know, that it's a silent movie.
Well, I know another reason
I think they're trying to be campy and they're trying to be hip and they're like, hey, isn't this a great idea?
Right.
I know another reason you hate it is that it had been ordained before anyone saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, before it even hit the DC market, everyone will say this will be the best picture. And well, you know what? I'm not all into that.
This is that lead French actor that's in that movie and all he does is this. That's all he does.
The
and
big
he got
smiles.
And he's got a best actor now. All right, give us the categories.
Best picture, they could nominate up to 10. They nominated 9. There was a great moment after they did the nominations. Did you see Ann Curry saying, "I counted 9. Is that what you counted?"
No, as a matter of fact. So they've nominated 9.
That's what I got. Yeah.
Okay, there's a problem right there.
Too
Didn't
many.
It used to be like 4?
Used
five,
to be 5, and
five.
Then they said that was too exclusive and they would expand it to 10. Now it's in limbo.
That's a circle jerk, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
that's
Hollywood,
nine
baby.
Movies.
That's too many.
It sucks.
Too many.
You know
for
why
one
they
category.
Did 9 is because there used to be a panache that came from having your film nominated for an Academy Award.
Is that like a chocolate filling?
Are you going to criticize his way of speaking now?
No.
You should.
Why start now?
You should salute his vocabulary.
As I do on this most great day of 500 shows.
But sometimes here when you use a word like that, you're in the ballpark, and I'm right now trying to rewrite
Help
it.
Me.
I'm trying to read because you said there
I'm
used to
these
be.
Movies have
there
panache.
Used to be, no, but he didn't use
land.
It that way.
Yes,
he said there used
exactly.
to be a panache. There used to be. There's another word that could fit in there. There used to
there
be
is.
A.
It gives them an extra added value.
There used to be a.
There's a word for that.
It's not
yes.
stigma. There used to be.
Stigmata?
Stigmata.
No. And by the way, mine has cleared up, which is great.
Could it
I'm
be
saving a fortune on gloves.
Could it be cachet?
Yes.
There used to be a cachet.
Yes.
I can eat an ounce of them every day.
All right. There used
Rewind.
To be a cachet. All right, go ahead.
Pretend that didn't happen.
Very good.
There used to be a cachet.
I
that
always do.
That came from having your film nominated for an Academy Award. It was actually a marketing tool.
Sure.
Oh,
so
still
if
is.
You go from 5 to 9, the studios can actually market more films as an Academy Award nominee.
Yeah. It sucks. So they got 9. Lay them on us.
All right. The first one, the pre-discussed, The Artist. Not a fan. The Descendants.
Love it.
Okay, which
because
one is that?
Because I'm gay for George Clooney.
Oh, that's the George Clooney movie.
As a matter of fact, it brings us to our letter of the week, which was to Buzz Burbank, from Jake Anderson. Subject, Mike O'Mara impression.
Oh, good.
And here's the message. Hello, Mr. Burbank. My name is Jake Anderson. I am 14 years old, and I live in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I was wondering if Mike would do an impression of George Clooney. There it is.
Well, you know what?
you can
May I answer
it.
That for you?
What?
Mike would.
Thank
George
you.
Clooney. Here's my George Clooney.
Oh, good.
Where are you going? Thank you.
Oh,
thank
you. Oh, thank you. Wow. Tasty, Mike. Very tasty. Much.
You know, it's just as lame as I was watching Dana Carvey on Letterman. When Dana Carvey doesn't have an impression, impressionists have to have the impression.
Right.
Otherwise, yes. The bit goes nowhere. So I really probably shouldn't have read
George
that
George Clooney sounds like you do. I mean, it's there's nothing to
and looks it was, like you do.
Was that George Clooney with 3 hours of sleep?
That's anesthetized George Clooney.
All right, third movie. I think this is actually about me. Extremely loud and incredibly close. I don't know what movie is that?
It's about 9/11.
This is the new Tom Hanks movie.
Oh, okay. I've seen that. Okay.
This is a movie that I was going to go see with my daughter Elizabeth over the weekend. We actually went to Mission Impossible instead. And this movie, I was excited because, you know, it's got a high drama factor and it's got Tom Hanks, who I like.
Brief,
and the Rotten Tomatoes kind of, I actually went with the reviewers and they were coming in at about 47% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
And now it gets an Academy Award nomination. Mm. I'm suspicious.
Well, you know why? Because Tom Hanks.
You're right, right.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is the darling. And,
I'm
you know
not
what?
In. I'm
and
not
I
in.
Now,
that.
I don't know why they nominated this. This is an old movie. The Beatles did this a long time ago. The Help.
The Help.
No, you're thinking of just Help.
I'm sorry.
Did you see that?
The
yeah, I saw The Help.
It was good.
I think The Help has a chance of winning. I think it's actually
it.
Pretty
Could
good.
Could be a big year for that.
I actually like that stinky little Emma Stone in it, too.
Yep. Yeah.
But she does look like, really, like you'd be sitting there on a bus with her,
yeah.
And you'd be sitting there going,
oh,
is that you? I get
you
that impression
that
of Emma
she needs
Stone.
Help, but in a different area.
She's a darling of Hollywood.
I have soap,
but when I see she's your kind. She's your kind.
Well, you know, it's a fixer upper, but I have soap.
And also, yeah. Buzz remembers the time that the movie was set in.
Emma Stone.
That's a turn off.
You know, it's a nostalgia thing.
Buzz, do you remember those days when you were living down in the Deep South and you and you built the separate restroom for your maid?
Do you remember his plantation, Elstonia?
You know what's... You know, I don't know.
I get it because his last name's Elston.
Right. Very good, Oscar.
I'm about to say something that may be incredibly controversial.
I don't think so.
Especially with no African Americans represented in the room here.
Quick,
you have to be very, very careful. Okay. However, Rob.
Yes.
Did you see The Help?
I've not seen it.
I'm shocked that you haven't seen
it. I've not seen it yet. I'd like
wouldn't
to.
Be on your priority list. It's a great movie. Well, why don't you see it before 2 years goes by?
All right.
Go check it out. I mean, you got no kids. You can go out. Go to the movies more
When's
often.
It coming out?
It's this movie, one of the things that struck me, and I don't know whether this is true or not, about are you playing Hazel? Is this the theme to Hazel?
No, this is Gone with the Wind incidental music to help Buzz remember his days on the plantation.
Rob, it's not that old.
Sweet magnolia trees.
The cotton hasn't been
As
picked.
A matter of fact, this would take place in the mid to late 60s.
Or would maybe it be a little earlier.
Maybe a little earlier than the 60s.
Maybe early 60s.
But here's the thing, and I found this fascinating. All of these homes in middle class, is it Alabama that they were in? I think it's Alabama.
Mississippi, maybe?
Mississippi. Maybe it's Mississippi.
Yeah.
They all have domestic help. I mean,
right.
Lower, maybe just middle class households.
Part of the culture.
But they all had maids.
Yeah. And, even middle class.
No different than Manassas, huh?
Really? And I sort of said, but full time, get to the house at 8 o'clock in the morning, go home at 5 o'clock, maids every single day.
You know what's strange in Latin America? It's actually, it's surreal. If you go to Latin America now, the poorest of the poor will have a maid.
Wow.
I mean, that's
because
just
because there's always somebody that's worse off than you.
Yes.
Right.
And it really, to me, when I looked at it, I had, through all of the political content and the controversial nature of the film, I said to myself, boy, these people that are like middle class that have just like average cars and stuff like that, kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, my mom...
having the full...
Well, kind of cool they have full-time help.
Right, yeah.
My mom's family had one growing up, and she was not a person of privilege.
Really?
La, la, la.
Exactly.
Your mom's family had one?
Yeah.
See it all... Was she African-American?
My mom, no.
No, the woman who was helping.
Yes, it was Eleanor.
It was did you grow up with Eleanor?
No, I never met Eleanor.
Did Eleanor dress you?
I never met Eleanor. In my white suit?
My father's spinster aunts... That came from...
By the way, if you ever meet a spinster, don't call them a spinster. They don't like it.
There was Aunt Regina, Aunt Lila, Aunt Anna, and Aunt May. I think there were four spinster aunts that raised my father when his mother died at six. Mm-hmm. And he was 6 years old when his mother died. And he was raised by these women who never worked a day in their lives because they made money on... Red Jacket Bitters, which was a bitters recipe. Right. Mm-hmm. I've told that story before, how they made money on with
bitters.
Really, it was liquor.
Yeah. But
I think that's what it was.
They sold it for medicinal and as a flavorant.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And they had, when even into my formative years, when I was growing up, and we would visit them when they were elderly, they had Maud.
Ooh.
And Maud was, swear to God.
And then came Maud.
Maud was their maid.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And Maud was there every time we would go.
Hello, Michael's father.
It was not that Maud. It's a lovely, wonderful African-American lady who was down there. But the one thing I noticed about the help was, Jesus Christ, everybody had a maid.
Yeah, that was the thing there.
Thing about the book.
The
movies.
Right.
Yeah.
And they would all, all the maids would get up and go into a bus and
go to a
be
bus?
Delivered to eat.
Dropped off like a school bus.
Just did you ever meet Maud?
I met Maud many times.
Did she dress you in your little outfits?
No, that was for you.
Oh, I see.
Did she give you candy?
No,
did she wear really long vests?
She was very,
did
very...
she argue with Archie?
I remember Maud being very special. I remember Maud being... No, not that kind of special.
Oh, man.
Rob just made a pantomime.
Yes.
That's going to send him to hell.
Like, kind special?
No, very... She was a woman who commanded a great deal of respect from the kids.
And panache. Huh.
For she had that kind of way right. about her.
Was she large?
No.
Did she have
She was very thin. Very thin.
All
and
right.
she was very... Just I don't know. I don't want to use it. I really sound like an old racist fart.
No, yeah.
But she was incredibly dignified. I remember that.
Did she look like skinny Oprah or fat Oprah?
She probably resembled an older Cicely Tyson.
Ooh,
I get it.
That's no idea.
She just carried herself in a way that commanded respect.
It was just,
and she taught you how to be a man.
Shut up.
I mean, just,
I'm not even going to involve you in
this. Just being polite.
We're on the subject of a racially charged movie, and you shouldn't even be in the room. You shouldn't even be in the state.
We're not talking movies.
Rob,
we're talking Maud.
All right.
Go wait in the car.
Have him put him in the back seat of the car. But the help is,
you know what?
Yes.
Rob's too busy writing The Master.
We will take a break, wrap up this Oscar talk. Also, on the show today, we mentioned show number 500, why I'm watching The Republicans. It's entertainment. Joe Pa, we didn't get to that yesterday. Let me see. I can't read my own writing.
Uh-oh.
3 hours of sleep, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let me see.
Hey, Mike, don't forget Oscar kind of dropped a bomb on you this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. What was that?
We don't have to talk about that.
His new lady.
Ah, that's right. Love life. Anyway, we'll come back with all of that. And hey, that's right. I made money, but I never paid 14% in taxes. We'll come back right after this.
I'm so happy for you, baby. Now that you found somebody new.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com, everybody. We talk about waiting out all the time. Rob's incredible success. RJ's incredible success. A lot of people don't try to lose weight because they think they'll fail. But with Wait Not, you get results so quickly, you're motivated to keep going. It's never too late to make a resolution you can keep.
Right.
855-WAIT-NOT. 855-934-4486. WaitNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. And we get a letter from Leanne Zacchetti Berquist, who writes, thank goodness for Weight Not. Mm. I've been on the program for 51 days, and I'm down 50 pounds. Pounds a day.
Now, that's from several weeks ago. Read the more recent message.
That's how it works.
And then Rob writes, awesome, thanks, Leanne. Can I sleep with you?
No, I did not write that.
Okay, Rob writes, awesome. And then Leanne says, hi, Rob. I lost 82 pounds on the first 97 days of Weight Not.
Think of that.
I started Jumpstart again today, so I wanted to take a second to thank you guys again. See, it's not always just about me. Love you guys from Leanne. Congratulations.
Thank you, Leanne.
Change your life type of weight loss.
Man, that is. Absolutely. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. And please keep those coming because that's what motivates other people to get involved with the program, and we are happy about that.
You also, there's a listener on the line who has a success story for WaitNot.
Oh, let's go to Henderson, Maryland. And say
Where
hi to Monty Eskew. Hi, Monty.
Hi, Mike. How's it going?
It's going great. You got a success story for Wait Not. Tell us all about it, Monty.
Yeah, I do. I've actually been listening to you since the early 90s, and my fiance and I had been discussing weight loss and what to do. She's always been a little bit concerned about her weight, and really it's just made her unhappy. To be honest with you, I looked at Wait Not after I heard you talk about it. And the trust and faith that I have in you as a broadcaster and a person made me spend the money that I did. And when I looked at it as a vacation and nothing more.
Right.
You know, that's the money we would spend going to the beach for the weekend.
Right.
Okay. The reality of the situation is I'm down 107 pounds later.
Oh, wow.
And she's down 97.
Awesome. Oh, my God, man.
That's great.
Monty Eskew and your wife, that is absolutely amazing. You know, I had a sense that that was going to be a dramatic story.
When, Monty, that is such a big deal. Actually, Hollywood and radio great Casey Kasem has a message of congratulations.
Let's listen to this, Monty, and then we got to let you go.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem in Hollywood.
Casey counts them down, number one.
Thanks for the good work, and happy birthday.
What he meant was congratulations, yeah. But the good work thing stands.
Monty, you rock, and thanks so much for supporting the show and one of our great sponsors, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much,
again. Monty.
Congrats again. Yeah.
Just to, I'm not supposed to take meetings on the show, but please to someone share with me, where is area code 617 from?
617, that's a Boston. Or? That's a Boston area code, I think.
Now, he would know that. You would know if it was Boston, right?
No, I wouldn't. And that's why I was asking.
Oh. I see.
No, 617 is Pennsylvania. I apologize. My sister's the same. My sister.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, now
that's
I'm,
my sister or brother.
Excited. Okay.
Sister or brother.
I got a phone call.
617. Sister or brother.
Would you like Mark to go check the message?
Nope. You know I'm distracted enough today.
Do you know what I love
about... Damn it, it's not Boston?
About... No, it's not Boston. Do you know what I love about...
I thought... Why did you say it was Boston?
Because it's one or the other, either Pittsburgh or Boston.
Oh, so it might still be Boston?
No, I know it's Pittsburgh. I got confused.
Yes, RJ.
Thank you, Rob. It is the city of Boston.
Oh, it is?
Okay. I'm gonna look it up. All right, that's okay. That's okay.
It'll be fine.
That's okay. Half hour to go on the show.
You know how I know that, Mike, is because those numbers actually... You're going to call back right now, aren't you?
Mike, don't look too eager. Don't look too eager.
I'm really sorry.
Let me just get clear. Those numbers are either one or the other. My sister or brother. One who lives in Boston, the other one who lives in Pittsburgh.
Thanks for all the
help.
Go ahead, talk amongst yourselves.
Google confirms it.
Google confirms it?
And also let me address the fact that that call was so amazing, so like really natural and kind for that person, Monty, to call.
Oh, Monty.
That was very kind of him, but your zest for entertainment almost ruined it because you.
Yeah, but the key word there is almost. God, I Rob, said, you you almost drove the car into the ocean. Yeah, because, but I stopped on the board.
Because Mark and I, in like our marketing minds, we're like, oh my God, this is so perfect. Okay, this is what we're talking line. About.
They but are- I want you to know that I also stopped and gave him a clean out. Before, so but he Rob, can still cut the air check.
But Rob, right. As we sit there, we were just sitting. We're like, wait a second. Oh hold on. No. What?
Call back.
Oh.
It is.
Yeah, I'm out. That's it.
Oh, it was
a. Oh, it's only this Friday.
I see.
Oh, so there is a callback.
Yeah, for all 10.
For all 10.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? There is one guy whose audition tape is not from where everyone else auditioned.
Right.
Call and see if you can Skype from your home studio.
I, you know what? I will.
You got to.
You should do that.
You should do it on the program.
We'll see what happens. No, I'm not doing it that way.
Can you tell people what's going on?
No.
No. That's only fair to
because
them.
It's not fair to everybody else. I don't want to.
They called all 10 back.
Screw the others. I'm sorry I'm distracted.
That's a level playing field, Mike.
You got to let it out.
Just let it out.
All right, it's the Red Sox PA thing that I told you about one time on the show.
Yeah, right.
And I got the final top 10, and that was the Boston Red Sox calling and saying they're calling everybody back for the 10, which was my worst case scenario. Yeah.
I was just want to let you know, I'm sorry you missed the call. We're calling all 10 back, and you got to be there Friday.
Right.
No. It's wicked great.
Exactly. So,
well, Carla really likes to drive.
you can make it.
Is it a Florida callback or a Boston? It's got to be Florida, right?
Florida.
Yeah, you can Skype it in.
Yeah.
Right. You should.
Yeah,
you should.
Yeah, whatever.
We have the thing, the microphone and everything.
I don't want to talk about it.
Mark,
I don't
want to
talk about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Vote for Mike O'Mara.
More Oscars?
What?
Oscars?
Oscars, yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry to that one guy that didn't want me to take calls or meetings on the show. I've done that.
It was important.
I knew that.
All right, now we have a movie nominated for Best Picture.
Oh,
no.
I hate corporate America.
Mike's making this.
I really hate corporate America.
Too soon to hate.
Right.
You can
Mike,
you can
how
be
many
concerned.
Times did that silent actor have to go back and not say anything for that
funny.
Film, The Artist?
That is funny.
How frustrated do you think he was?
Yeah. That meant your information was incorrect.
Yeah, that was, and that was from a good source.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Wait. Huh. You're talking in code here. I don't even know what's going on.
Mark said they'd narrowed it down to 3.
Okay.
And that person said differently.
But now they're calling back all 10.
I don't know. I'm not talking about it anymore.
Well, Mark, you know now that you can't trust Ted Williams.
Yes.
That's right. Thank you very much. What's next, Rob?
A movie about Charlie Stewart Stabilek's first automobile, Yugo.
Now, what is Yugo? Does anybody know Yugo?
Yugo, I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Has anybody seen Yugo?
I know very little about it. I hear it got poor reviews. Isn't it Spielberg or something?
Is it animated?
No, it's not the Spielberg. That's War Horse.
Oh, okay.
No, it is.
No, I think Yugo is also
animated.
A Spielberg.
Yeah. It's animated. Yeah,
Does he sleep?
Do you know, back in the days, radio people used to go to see movies. We don't go to movies. Nobody goes to movies anymore.
Well, some of these are a little obscure. Some are in limited run. Some don't get released until the nominations are
announced. Let's go around the room. What's the last movie you saw in a theater?
I think it was Clue. No, I actually
be honest,
I have seen an Oscar nominated movie this year. I saw Puss in Boots. That's it. Oh, there's some Puss in Boots over there. I'm spelling more boots than
Red Sox Puss in Boots. What's the last movie you went to see?
Puss in Boots.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, Oscar, what's the last movie in a theater you went to see?
Oh, Jesus. The Fast and Furious 5.
Oh, man.
Keep bettering yourself.
Buzz, what's the last movie in a theater?
The Descendants.
Oh, The Descendants. Did you go in a theater?
Yes.
You
went to a theater. My ticket, went to the movies, saw it.
I take it back.
Loved it.
Mission Impossible. I did see that.
Oh, Ghost Protocol?
Yes.
That's new.
Great movie.
Yeah, great movie.
In my opinion. And I don't like Tom Cruise, and I don't like CGI, and I don't like action-adventure, and I thoroughly enjoyed
Ghost
Protocol.
You know who I went with?
Todd Moore.
Do the popcorn trick.
Yeah, he had the little hole cut in the bottom of the popcorn. What's the last movie you went to see?
First, I want to tell you, Hugo is actually a 3D animation. It's a Martin Scorsese film.
Scorsese. That's who it was.
Spielberg might have a producer credit on
that. He did Tintin. That's what Spielberg
was.
Tintin.
That was it.
What's the last movie you saw in a theater, RJ?
Well, it was an old movie, Mike. West Side Story.
Oh, I saw that too, but that doesn't count.
Yeah, what's the
last?
That
was a re-release.
What's a movie you
saw? I want to say something like... one of those CGI movies that was very good, but I can't
Avatar?
Remember. Avatar, or yes, I think it was Avatar.
Might have been Avatar.
That was
mine was Horrible Bosses.
Horrible Bosses? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you want your money back. I saw that on demand.
He liked Horrible.
I enjoyed it.
He liked Horrible.
Oh, my God.
I enjoyed it. He liked Horrible Bosses.
Who likes that movie?
How could you possibly like Horrible Bosses?
I liked the guy who got all coked up. I thought that was really funny.
You mean Colin Farrell?
No, it was the little guy who's got that
bald,
weird voice.
With the hair?
No, the guy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes, that guy.
Yeah, but he wasn't that quick to save the movie. Yeah,
he made me laugh. He made me laugh.
Okay, Jesus. So let's continue on with our nominations.
Wow. Siskel and Ebert got nothing on these two. That sounded like Gene Siskel after the procedure.
Right.
Oh, no.
Hey, hello, dear friend.
I give it thumbs up.
What's next?
I give it thumbs up.
In fact, I never do.
Going to hell.
What's that? Oh, stop it! Stop! Come on!
I can't hear you, Roger. Do you need batteries?
Oh my God!
Oh God!
Stop it.
Kind of makes the Tourette's tape seem soft, doesn't it?
Why don't you play the Tourette's tape?
No. Midnight in Paris. Midnight in Paris. That's the Woodman's film.
Woody Allen.
Oh, God. What is it with Woody Allen? Why do they always blow Woody Allen? I'm curious about that.
Can you explain to me? I still don't know exactly what he did that was so wrong.
Woody Allen, what he did was he banged his adopted daughter.
What?
Yeah. You don't know this?
No.
But you know what?
Sun Yi, right?
Now, he never adopted her, so that would be illegal if he banged his adopted daughter.
I love you justifying.
I'm just saying that's why he's not like a Roman Polanski and in another country.
I knew there was something with underage.
I know, it is.
This daughter was brought into his life.
I agree.
He was a stepfather.
I agree, but if we're painting the picture for Oscar, we need to let him know he didn't go out, adopt her, and then bang her.
Who was Mia Farrow?
Mia Farrow adopted her.
Wow.
It doesn't.
Can you believe him?
It's not illegal. It does matter, but it wasn't. He didn't break a law.
He didn't.
It just disgusted everybody.
He broke a law of nature, and I will say that.
But I mean, it was like he married Mia Farrow.
Right.
Uh-huh. And Mia Farrow,
actress.
Yes. Mia Farrow was like Angelina Jolie, where she was a kid collector.
Ooh.
Where she had all these unfortunate orphans that she adopted.
That's after Frank Sinatra dumped her.
And then but years accumulating these
children. Of course, yeah. You know, in all the finest shops.
And so Woody Allen becomes this woman's, this little girl. How old was she when he started banging her?
Oh, God, I have no idea. I do know that Mia Farrow was with Andre Previn when they took her because that was her name, Sun Yi Previn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So but she was underage when he met her. I don't know what
Wait
the banging
a second.
She was underage. So she's his technically his stepdaughter, and he's banging her.
And he leaves Mia Farrow for her.
Yep. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, like twisted, sick, and Hollywood gives him a free pass.
Yeah.
I don't forget that. I think he's kind of a weird, creepy dude.
Kind of.
And, you know, really.
Are they still together now?
Yeah. Oh, no. Absolutely. Oh, Sun-Yi. Sun-Yi. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he fell in love with his stepdaughter.
Right.
Just weird.
Happily ever after.
And, you know, he's always been kind of a creepy dude.
He's odd. He's neurotic. Odd,
and I don't think he's particularly, the last good movie he made was Annie Hall, in my humble opinion.
Okay.
I kind of agree with that. His early movies were hilarious.
No, yeah, Radio Days. Phenomenal. Radio Days might have been his last great film.
I think Radio Days was terrific. Yeah. I thought Radio Days was
terrific. See, I knew there was something hinky going on. I just never knew what it was.
What's next on the list, Rob?
Oh, he's really all over the hinkometer. The one that I would like to see win, just based on the people that were promoting it when they did it, Moneyball.
Yeah.
I like Brad Pitt, and I like the notion of this story, and I love the fact that it was a movie that no one said it would succeed because the subject matter was so complicated.
Right.
Yet Brad Pitt said storytelling always wins, and he told a good story, and that's why I'm kind of rooting for this one.
Okay, Moneyball. Was
even though
terrific.
Jonah Hill looks like he's ill,
but you know what? Yes. But not as ill as he looks in his recent movies that he's doing.
Right.
I mean,
right,
did you see 21 Jump Street?
I have not seen. I've seen the trailer.
The way he looked, you can't. I'm upset.
It's really
I'm upset
like
about it.
I missed that when it was a TV show.
It makes me think that it's too fast. It makes me think that he's got the Al Roker method of weight loss.
Maybe he's on Weight Not.
Yeah, but he wouldn't look.
I've never seen anyone on Weight Not come off Weight Not looking misproportioned.
Gone. Is it? And it also with Jonah Hill. Is it his head? His head seems off.
Something's wrong. Yeah,
he's got like almost a.
Well, he had a transplant.
He had a transplant?
Not really.
I almost bought that.
I almost bought that.
He just loves it.
It was one of Mia Farrow's kids.
You know, watching Get Him to the Greek and then watching the trailer for 21 Jump Street, it's just too sudden
for the movie-going audience. Yeah. What we want is Jonah Hill from Superbad.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Chubby Jonah Hill.
Funny Jonah Hill.
What he is with the weight off is he's just a very ugly-looking guy.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. And he doesn't, you know, you can't, like with 21 Jump Street, you can't go from being the morbidly obese little lackey in Get Him to the Greek and then all of a sudden turn yourself into an action adventure star when you haven't lost all the weight. And he really hasn't lost. He still has that kind of doughy appearance, but he's like gaunt.
If you have a primary characteristic that people find on you, the one that always wins is fat.
Mm. Yes.
If you're fat, they're going to say, hey, there's a fat guy. But if you lose the weight and then what you're left with is ugly,
right,
then you don't have fat to take away from the ugly. So now he's ugly. Look at me. I'm not as fat. And they don't say, hey, look, there's a guy who's balding. when I was 70 pounds heavier, no one noticed the forehead.
Let's go through all real quick, and I'll give you the ding on the buzz. Quickly, real quick. Just
two more.
Give us, all
right, I don't know this one. The Tree of Life.
Anybody?
See what I mean? No. No idea.
Well, I mean, I'm not even going to watch the Oscars
talking
this
about.
Year.
Okay. Culture film. And then War Horse. That's the Spielberg film.
I heard that's a great movie.
I heard it's not.
Really?
I heard it's not as great as people think.
And also, my daughter loved it.
My daughter Elizabeth loved it.
What I heard about it is that this is one of the ones where they do like a lifetime achievement honor to Spielberg by nominating his movie, even though it's not that good. Ugh. And they're not giving him the Herschelt Award, which is the real lifetime achievement.
The Herschelt Award?
Yes.
Hello?
Gene Herschelt.
Hello, my name is Gene Herschelt.
What does this bring on eBay?
Hello?
But they're giving him this, and I think this is the reason the Tom Hanks movie is getting it. It's coasting in because they love Tom Hanks, even if they don't like the project.
We have had an individual on hold for 28 minutes. Let's go to Chris Razor. I think
turn
Chris.
Down your time machine.
We're not going to be able to do it. Sorry about that. What a shame he waited that long. But we need to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak on our 500th Distracted Show. We'll be right back.
Anniversary, Mike.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again.
Are you on crack?
It's been a long, long time.
Is that Bing Crosby?
Derbingle.
Haven't felt.
This was a huge hit in 1942.
Since I can't remember.
I don't know what
medication
you're on.
Where do you find this music?
I think he's on drugs.
My local record shop.
This segment is brought to you by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern and Jimmy's annual Super Bowl Bash, where we're going to be. Happy hour drink prices from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. A Sunday brunch from 11 to 2. 50-cent wings all day, even for carryout. Oh, got to love those. 50-cent wings. Yes, sirree. And a free football pool for the first 100 fans with prizes after every quarter. Last time we were there for the Super Bowl, we all participated.
Right.
Hard to talk over this.
All right, let's.
We'll be there at 4 for Jimmy's Jeopardy, and then we'll watch the game in the big screen. Yes, it's Jeopardy because it's Jimmy's Old Town Tavern
See?
Party.
Mm-hmm. Party. Yes.
Right.
But I think for most people it would make sense
it's
if we
like
say Jimmy's
the
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy game. Yeah.
Okay. Jesus Christ. And then to watch the game in the big screen HD. I'm not flying to Florida. Reservations are recommended. Call 703-43. Yeah, you're right. 703-435-JIMS. Or click the banner ad on our website. Let's get back to it. We opened it already. There it is, or did I just close it?
I think that was opening it.
Yeah, you don't know, you
opened. No, it was open. I was paying attention.
Now it's closed.
Now it's closed.
You sure?
Yes. Mm. You might have missed before. You didn't latch. Okay, now
it's open. Oh, my God. Open. Now it's open.
Close. Open.
Open. It's open.
It's open, open. Now.
You can clearly see it's open.
Definitely
yeah. Okay.
Open.
Okay. Right. I, if you want to go with it.
Yeah, look, somebody left the light on.
I say it's closed.
Shut up, RJ.
You know what? It might be closed.
Don't poke a stick, you know? All of a sudden you're awake and this is what you decide to participate with?
Oh, incidentally, kudos to really a guy doesn't need me to tell everybody he's funny, but Ricky Gervais,
yes,
who to me is as innovative a guy, and This Idiot Abroad.
Love it.
Great is show. So brilliant because and you have to commit to it because it's not on the surface slap nuts funny.
No, it's a build.
But you really, if you just appreciate that, if you buy into it, mm-hmm. if you go all in with the fact that this guy really is a dumb guy.
Yes.
And here's what made me laugh out loud. It was so subtle, uh-huh. but he goes to, what town does he go to? He's all over the world with the bucket list, but one of the old ones that I was watching, he is traveling around, and I think he's in Egypt. That's where
okay,
he was.
Okay, I remember.
And he goes to a place where they make him testicle and penis, and they're making the organs of the sheep. That's right. His dinner, right. And he's just repelled. And then he goes to the pyramids, and he doesn't think it's that big a deal, and he's such a dope, and it's so hysterically funny, but the thing that got me to laugh is finally he finds a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah. Yes.
And all of the people in the Kentucky Fried Chicken are deaf. Yep. And he doesn't get it. And it's like he's so stupid. Yeah. And he finally gets his meal. And then they interview him while he's eating his meal. Yeah. And what made me laugh was you know that this is one of those moments where he actually is feeling great joy.
Yeah.
Because he has his stupid fried chicken and his chips. And his face lights up. And you know he's really an idiot.
Yeah, he really is.
Because he starts manically babbling and he's happy and he's talking because he's eating his fried
chicken. Yeah.
God, I love that
show. The
best show.
Is when they set him up and they had fake terrorists capture him.
Oh, yeah.
The guy was great. Literally S-ing his pants.
Yeah, yeah. It's bad news for him.
And last, when I saw Ricky Gervais on Letterman, and he's talking about the fact that they sent him down to the Bahamas to swim in the dolphins, mm-hmm. but they switched them with sharks. No. It's, you know,
great slow burn comedy with phenomenal. A great underlying current of cruelty.
Oh, absolutely.
Wonderful.
All right, let's get the audio.
I had a busy day yesterday. I had to run a lot of errands, and of course that means I had to go to Costco. Now the fidelity is about to improve because I got a new microphone. You'll see. Chicken meatball with roast basil and garlic.
Sounds great.
For some new listeners, could you remind
me
what this is?
Oh, yeah. At the Leesburg Costco, where I do much of my marketing, yes. there is one of the sample ladies. Her name is Sunny. Uh-huh. She's been there longer than I've been going there, so she's been there a long time.
Sunny
and she just
D.
has a very distinctive style to He's get you to try the meatballs.
From out of town.
Hello, how are you? That's right. Yes, yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy.
Come on in, everybody, try.
What mic do you have?
It is a little microphone. It's just a little guy, a little fella, that you put on the end of your iPhone.
Nice.
It's very directional. Now, also, the position was good, but she was so close to a freezer case. That's when we got the surface noise.
Sound,
here's a little more.
Hello, how are you? It's a baby girl. Do you like it? Can I take a look at your home? Can I take a look at your dinner? Hello, how are you? Where are you? Where are you?
How do you do? Does she know you're hovering around her with your iPhone?
Here's the deal. That actually comes into play on tape three here.
Oh, really?
Because I do, what I do is I stack things where you would put a kid, right. You know, where you put the kid in your cart, uh-huh. And then I lay the phone on top of it, start it recording,
right.
Park it near her, and then at this case, I was really looking at the salmon. Because the salmon was right there. Okay. And I kept looking at it. And then I go by and she offers me a sample and I decline.
Oh.
And she starts on a line of questioning. Folks, if you go and see Sunny at Leesburg Costco, see her, enjoy her show, but don't tell her we've been taping her because I get called on it.
Oh, no.
May I ask a question for you, something?
Yeah.
I heard it from last customer that I think that you're going to record it for my voice.
Oh, she knows you.
We recorded your voice before, remember, when you said hi to my friend?
Yeah, it's good.
And at this point, I may or may not have covered the microphone so she doesn't know I'm recording right
Who's
now.
Who's the douche that does that?
Yeah, don't tell
Who's
her.
Who's the douche that walks up to her?
So she recognized
takes,
you.
Well, apparently so there are a lot of them.
There's some douche that walks up to her and says, Rob records you?
Yeah.
No, he probably went over and says, I'm a big fan. I listen to you all the time. Anyway, that's probably what
sounds
happened.
Like more than one said this.
I don't know.
Do you
want to
say hi to them again?
No, I don't want to.
Oscar,
want to hear it for
you. I think someone has told Sunny we're making fun. Yes.
We're not. It's a tribute. She's very brave.
It is a
tribute.
I agree with you, Mike. I will visit you.
You're very brave.
No, it's a
brain. All right.
Is she mad at you?
I think we parted as friends. She just wants to hear the tape, so I'll bring next time the tape of you guys saying hi, of her saying hi to you.
She's very brave.
I like how you talk to her like a child.
Yes. Well, I want to try.
It's really interesting.
And you know what's amazing? You've seen me with Maya. I talk to Maya like an adult.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And I talk to Sunny like she's a child.
She's very brave.
Now, Mike, are you familiar with this song?
Are you familiar with this? I'm familiar with the fact that I don't have a right testicle.
Sorry, what? Piercing.
That is known as the Nokia tune.
Right.
Okay, and that was the first musical ringtone ever put on a telephone.
What?
And it dates back to 1993. Chosen because you can hear it. It is piercing.
Play it one more time.
All right. You wanted the same volume or a little
less? I'm still
less?
Hearing it.
Just wait. Here we go. I'll do the lyrics. No, start it again. Start it again. You were quick to the I want to add the lyrics to it.
Okay. Ready? One, two, three.
Rob can't run his levels well, but that's why. Anyway.
Wow, I wish I could run my levels as well as you could sing.
Thank you very much.
It's taken from an old song. It's been used since 1993. And it actually, if you start messing around on YouTube, lots of people have done things based on this little signature.
Well, I'm sure.
For example, a piano player. Piano. Then there's
that's
the techno
nice
remix.
More pleasant, isn't it?
Nice.
There are
but
very
that's not
few
the
people.
Reason.
Pass
there
are me very, the E.
There are very few people
yes.
that are blessed with a job so suited to them as this man is to this audio vault.
Yeah.
Well,
this man was put on this earth for this.
To do this.
And right. It only took me 20 years to find this job. Well, they had to invent the internet first. I came before the internet. Sometimes twice. Now, this was the best thing. This is a violin recital, okay? And what do they say every time you go to a movie, a concert, any sort of live performance? Please silence your cell phones.
Yep.
Right.
Well, this is a classical music recital. Some douche leaves their phone on.
Oh, no.
The violin player handles it in perhaps the best way possible.
Wow. Yeah.
Build it right into the piece.
Do they react?
No.
Classical audiences are we're above it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you can get a standing ovation. Oh.
Well, they clap when the piece is over.
Right,
but I just
right.
thought I love the way
funny.
That.
That's funny. Cool. I would have cheered.
Now, we've discussed last week the donkey punch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I actually got a few laughs during the week over that.
May I bring another sexual term to your
Please do. I learned the donkey
bring
punch last week.
Put it on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
The rusty trombone.
Jesus.
Oh, now no. I've heard of this.
The rusty trombone involves, how shall we put this?
Wow.
A woman or perhaps a man and another man, and they're providing a special favor. But not up front.
You know that expression, kiss my...
Yeah,
that's,
but they're really going to town on that. And then...
And then
hold on, wait a minute. So
it's that special favor.
Hold on, hold on. Everybody stop. All right. Let's slow it down.
All right.
Because I want to make sure we're clear.
Uh-huh. All right.
So this, let's say for a purpose, it can be man on man, but it can be man on woman.
Sure.
So say it's a man who's married to a woman who is down.
Very closely related to marriage.
Who is down there and who is working south of the border.
It would have to be the woman on the man because of the second part of the rusty trombone.
It's a sliding trombone.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. Slide trombone. You see?
No, I still don't get it.
Okay, so you're providing a special favor.
With a slide trombone, you put your mouth on one end and use your tongue to play the notes. And then the other end of the slide trombone, there's a slide that you slide forward
back and
back
forth,
back and forth.
Yeah, okay, so you're doing that.
Right, yes.
It's what you see in all the porno movies.
Yeah, not all of them.
It's not all that unusual.
The position is a little different. The effect is the same
because of the reaching around.
You see?
Are you going to have to edit here?
Okay,
So she's b-ing the guy.
No,
she's tonguing his asshole.
Well, then what's the slide?
Because of the reach around.
Yes. Oh, she's doing that. Okay, yes. Got it. Okay. All right, the rusty trombone.
And it came to my attention through a few messages that the rusty trombone is
good. I'd like that.
An old phrase.
Mike, let me show you. This is a demonstration. I wouldn't put
Carla through it, though.
Well, no, you'd have to hire some help.
Mike, this is a demonstration using what looks to be G.I. Joe figures.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
See that?
All right. Rusty. And it's two guys doing
this. This happens to be two guys.
I would imagine that in the gay community, that's probably quite common.
So I was surprised when I
mean, I would think so.
This phrase, seems logical, after I found out what it meant, that it's actually from a Sesame Street song dating back over 30 years.
Now you're getting
5 o'clock. Well, it won't work. And then those telephones.
Oscar.
A broken umbrella. A rusty trombone.
So the question is, which came first?
I'm sure that had nothing to do with Sesame Street.
I would hope not.
I would hope not, too.
But while we're talking dirty Sesame Street.
What's a donkey punch again?
A donkey punch is when you are perhaps visiting someone, but you don't come in the front door.
Yes.
Okay. And then at a certain moment when the visit gets really good.
You hit the neck.
You hit the neck and it makes them
tense. To cause tension.
Right.
Yeah. I know. I just like you guys talking.
And another dirty Sesame
Rusty
Street
trombone.
Moment. Sesame Street.
Hope you're listening, Carla.
Someone's got a birthday coming up. We were talking about Sesame Street. Remember
when you're a fat guy.
They talked about breastfeeding, right? And that was kind of odd. And
Jesus, we got to wrap this up.
Now they got the rusty trouble. Well, let's close with this then.
Holy crap,
here is the count. I didn't think the count was this dirty. You remember the count character, right?
Yeah.
I had to make this broadcast friendly.
Swears like a sailor.
You know that I am called the count.
Right. They don't air this one anymore.
Because I really love to sometimes I sit and all day. But sometimes I get carried away. I slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start in it's very hard to stop. Hey, faster, faster. It is so exciting. I could forever until I drop. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I feel odd because Mark and I are delighted by that.
Yeah, throw me under the bus.
And both
of
you guys are going to get signs in your front yards.
Why?
I was laughing at the fact that no one in the room was laughing.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah, that did.
I didn't like that.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you never know.
He's penalized. That is the audio vault. But I'll tell you.
So rarely you find something that's so well suited to a
rusty
guy.
Rusty trombone. Yeah. The rusty trombone took me away from all
that,
of my.
That paid his freight.
All
today.
Of my issues.
Yeah.
You saved that?
Like flight arrangements and such. Anyway, we will take a break when we come back. It's Buzz.
We're coming back.
And the news while you enjoy the song stylings of Mr. Slim Whitman.
Darling, happy anniversary.
Ow.
That's right. It's our 500th show.
It is, Mike.
And aren't we happy to be with you?
Happy anniversary, everybody.
Yes, 500 shows and you've made it all happen. We appreciate that. We say thank you to each and every one of our listeners. Thank you. God bless you. And here's to 500 more.
Yeah, at least.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Here's Buzz Burbank being carried in. The four pallbearers are... No, I'm sorry.
They're more like manservants.
Manservants,
can
yes.
Can you hear the rusty trombones playing in the background?
Buzz is being carried in right now by the extras from the set of Spartacus. Buzz is wearing his Egyptian pharaoh's garb.
And nothing underneath.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, he's here to bring us the news.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. We're brought to you today by Pro Flowers. A survey shows over a third of all women more likely to have sex with a guy who sends them flowers. And if you think about it, that's a lot of women.
That's right.
Increase your odds this Valentine's Day and order Pro Flowers for your lady. Check out some of their great specials. Get them delivered on time or early if you're smart. Check out the Pro Flowers ad at MikeOmaraShow.com.
You know what that was?
A rusty trombone.
Thank you. Thank you, Andre.
Hey, can we do the thing today where every news story has a separator?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, I'll do it. I'll do
I
it
love
over
that
here.
Idea,
You'll do
Rob.
It over there?
I'll do it, yeah.
Okay, very good.
You know, it's not that often these days that your right to privacy wins out over technology, but yesterday it did. The Supreme Court ruled unconstitutional the police tracking of a suspect by secretly planting a GPS device on the suspect's vehicle. And this is the biggest news. The ruling was unanimous. All nine justices agreed that without a warrant, it's unlawful search and seizure, that your car is as much your property as your home and is protected by the Fourth Amendment.
Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Even.
Guilty.
Got to stop you right there, because yes. I think back to the greatest story ever told, as I like to refer to it, with Mark Ronick, when he told the story
yes.
about losing his iPad, getting it stolen from him in a grocery store, and he tracked it with his iPhone,
right.
yes.
shared it with the cops. Does that affect that type of
no,
deal?
No, actually it doesn't.
Awesome.
This, is about this is about planting a GPS on a guy's car, like that's under the bumper.
Totally different animal.
But yeah. I got a, just real quick, I got a letter from a listener asking me about it because a friend of his, the same thing happened.
Yeah, and they had a news story that I saw recently where somebody else had it. They actually made a big deal about it on the local news. Somebody had done the same
right.
thing.
Right,
yeah,
but in this kid's case, the cops came, the guy said, look, I've tracked it, here it is. And the cop said, sorry, we can't help you.
Really?
They said, we can't go and knock on a door and get it.
Does
so
the guy
was out of luck.
Well, the guy obviously didn't use the delicate dance of seduction with
his
law
officer.
Well, of course. Yeah.
That's true.
Hi, my name is...
That sucks.
Mark Ronick.
He should have called a hot cop that you
exactly
dealt with.
Exactly right.
Hi, I'm Eric Ronick.
Other rulings of late, however, by lower courts have given the opposite direction. At least two cases, suspects have been forced to unencrypt their computer drives, despite the argument that this amounts to forcing you to testify against yourself, which is a violation of the Fifth Amendment.
Hmm.
Now, the iPad didn't even exist 2 years... Oh, that's right. Separator.
Sorry.
The iPad didn't even exist 2 years ago.
You got to make it really clear to Rob when the story's over.
I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
You and those bloody transitions.
I love the separator.
Mm-hmm. You do.
Fifth Amendment. The iPad didn't exist 2 years ago. Today, however, nearly one in five Americans own a tablet, be it an iPad, a Kindle, a Nook, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The number of tablet owners doubled over the holidays.
I like
the other one better.
We'll stick with that one.
Yep.
And soon, when you take your tablet to Starbucks, you can get drunk.
Yeah, Mark.
The coffee chain says it'll be testing beer and wine sales in Atlanta and Southern California. If it clicks, it's coming to your town. Starbucks also plans to sell more appetizer snacks, including flatbread pizza. If you were in the crowd in Osawatomie, Kansas on December 6th, Osawatomie, Kansas.
Oh, I bet you got it right.
On December 6th, and all the national news anchors were calling it Osawatomie. That's not right.
How dare they?
Yeah. What jerks.
Bastards.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, fellas. Yeah. December 6th, you've already heard the heart of tonight's State of the Union speech. It was a speech about the middle class, and the president plans to build on that this evening as he speaks to Congress and the nation at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
I just want him to sing like Al Green.
I would like that, too.
Oh, is that it? Oh, see, now what are you doing there? What are you doing?
That was a story separator.
Yeah, but he was too busy staring at you.
I know.
I was trying to communicate to you that I don't have Al Green today.
He was gazing, really.
All right.
Mitt Romney finally released his tax returns.
You see, Mike, it's not really a trombone.
I understand. That's right. That's a nasty act.
It is.
Romney's finally released his
tax. That costs top dollar.
Better get a roll of paper towels if you're going to do that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, maybe some of those Clorox wipes.
Why do you think I have them all over the house?
Oh, man.
Tonight, we're playing trombone in the living room.
Romney finally released tax returns from the last 2 years. He's made nearly $43 million over that time and paid just over 15% in income taxes.
You know, he was a lot more aggressive in the debate with Newt, and I really enjoyed it. It was kind of fun watching it because Newt's fun to watch when he's just reacting to Romney's attack because you see his little face, and he reminds me of my buddy Randall when I'm arguing with him about the Yankees. And it's just kind of because Randall kind of gets that look on his face, too. He kind of crinkles his face up. It's fun to watch. But when they get on the subject of taxes with Mitt Romney, he gets so slippery.
He does.
He gets he's kind of gets that nervous laugh. Well, sure, he paid 14%. I mean, I wrote this down today for the show prep, and I said, when I was making the most money I ever made in my life, I didn't pay anywhere near 14%. I mean, I paid so much more than 14%, it's not funny. Yeah. This guy is, you want to talk about,
most of us.
I really, with supreme respect, and you know, to be honest with you, if it's Romney as a nominee, I, you know, I'm not going to sit there and cry if he gets elected president.
I'd be okay.
I think he'd be competent. But the fact is, this guy is the prototype of the 1%.
Yes.
This is the guy. This is the guy right here. Pays 14% in taxes.
Wow.
Maybe he can get us out of debt with China. Maybe he can do one of those creepy deals with China.
Just astonishing the money this guy makes while he pays no taxes. It just blows me away.
Newt Gingrich, meanwhile, has released his job contract with mortgage lender Freddie Mac to prove that he was not a lobbyist. The contract shows, however, that Gingrich reported to Freddie Mac's top lobbyist in that position. Mitt says Newt made over $1.5 million working in the lobbying department at the height of the subprime mortgage crisis.
This is why, this is why Obama's polling numbers are actually going up.
Creeping up.
And Newt had to pay for his Tiffany's tab.
Yeah.
It was like $500,000.
No, that can't be cheap.
Yeah, right.
$200,000.
She wears her balls on her chest. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords returned to that Safeway in Tucson yesterday to finish the meet and greet that was interrupted by deadly gunfire just over
a year ago.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gunman Taylor Loughner, meanwhile, is considered mentally unfit to stand trial.
And, well, the big story from yesterday is she is no longer going to be serving in Congress.
Right.
She's resigning her position, and I think that was part of that closure, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's
yes,
why
it
she
was.
Did that. Right. And really, what a tragedy that you know, that she won't continue to serve. I feel bad about that, but you can respect her decision to focus on her rehab and do that. But,
she'll be at the State of the Union tonight, and then she's moving on.
I hope Obama acknowledges her tonight.
Oh, I'm sure he
guarantee
will.
You he will. And I think that with her out of Congress, she might be able to do more good for the general people than she would in Congress.
Yeah, might be.
Because she can really further some good issues.
Often happens. Yeah. Oh, we all have a mental disability after a business meeting. A new study at Virginia Tech says after a business meeting, individuals tested were less agile at problem solving than they were before the meeting.
Mark, what's 7 times 7?
there you have it. Finally, from from the home office, a 15-year-old girl in Panama City.
That was just
City,
a little separator.
Thank you.
A 15-year-old girl in Panama City called police and asked to be placed in a Christian children's shelter after she heard her mom having sex with a man in the adjacent bedroom.
Ooh.
The girl has since changed her mind about the shelter, but you can understand her horror.
Yeah.
And in Miami, two...
Did it sound like a trombone?
Get the right one. Damn, I wish I'd had that business meeting.
And then,
hold, I just got it. It's 49.
In the middle of the show.
And in Miami, two restaurant chains, Rob, two restaurant chains in Miami fighting over a name.
Oh, what name?
Well, the Mr. Chow chain.
Ooh.
Mr. Chow.
The Mr. Chow chain wants Felipe Chow to stop calling his new restaurant Felipe.
Rob actually has tape of the maitre d' at Mr. Chow, don't you?
What's the other one? The other Chow place?
Well, it's just called Felipe.
I have that maitre d'.
Was always so.
So the Mr. Chow chain wants Felipe Chow to stop calling his new restaurant Felipe because Mr. Chow says people might think Felipe Chow is Mr. Chow and vice versa.
Oh, God, no.
But will Felipe Chow change his chain's name? He's suing back, claiming defamation of character. According to Rob, neither claimant has a Chinaman's chance.
Oh!
Hi, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Happy 500th episode, everybody. Yeah, thank you for your support. We appreciate it. Our show today was brought to you by the Institute for Liberty's Disney Dark Side Project. South Florida has long been the adult's alternative to family-oriented Disney.
Yay.
Now some entrepreneurs want to expand those choices by bringing destination gaming to South Florida, home of the Boston Red Sox. Disney sees this as a threat to their bottom line.
I'm Gary Owens.
And so they're flexing their corporate muscle and trying to kill those resorts. Speak up for your freedom of choice by visiting DisneyDarkSide.com today. Now here's Steven Tyler with our national anthem. Anyway, we got to go. See you tomorrow. Brand new show, everybody. Bye-bye.
500. Watch out. Goodbye.